I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics.
Cinema Classics.
10 best movies of the 90s, and see which one I left out. A mutual favorite, Unforgiven.
Yeah.
Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
Dances with Wolves.
Okay.
Crying Game, my personal favorite.
All right, I would switch that out with maybe The English Patient.
Secrets and Lies.
I would switch that out with...
Don't start.
The Matrix.
Anyway, Sixth Sense, Shawshank, Thelma and Louise.
Okay, yeah, I'm down with that.
Forrest Gump. Did I forget one?
Yeah, Schindler's List.
Okay, good.
And the other one, the one we're showing Sunday, June 8th at the Gateway Film Center as part of our Cinema Classics Film and Brunch series, right. Pulp Fiction.
Oh.
Now, isn't it bizarre to think that Pulp Fiction is actually a classic? We're in 1994. Those are classic years now.
As I thought about that 90s, I'm thinking back to the 70s.
Yeah.
You can't beat the 70s, but that 90s is pretty strong. You're talking Silence of the Lambs?
Mm-hmm.
Unforgiven? You're talking top-notch films, but I think...
Goodfellas?
Oh, Pulp Fiction may be more highly thought of than any of the ones that I have called.
I think you're right. I would say it's certainly the most influential movie of the past 25 years.
That's
and you mentioned the 70s. Tarantino is in love with all films, particular fondness for the films of the 70s, and I think that's what most influenced his tone,
oh,
his
right.
approach. That slow, kind of let scenes that build, a lot of character, gritty, grimy details.
Taking the commonplace and then building up into something horrific.
Yes, right.
This is typical Tarantino.
Hmm.
They dance, Travolta,
yeah.
and...
Uma Thurman,
right?
Yeah.
Every movement is copied from Fellini's 8.5.
Is that right?
From
I
the
didn't
dance.
Know that.
I didn't either.
That is terrific.
I said, this guy is such a wonk. Oh,
he's great. There are references just like that. After Pulp Fiction, sly, self-referential dialogue, characters talking about TV shows they like,
oh,
or
yeah.
arguing about breakfast cereal, or that tone was so... copied the sort of crime picture with sudden comic bursts of violence.
Yeah. Elvis Mitchell of the New York Times called this the first masterwork of the postmodern pop culture.
You know those scenes like in Inglourious Basterds where Christoph Waltz is interrogating the French farmer at the beginning?
Oh.
That scene is about 10,
oh,
15
it's
minutes
magnificent.
Long. And it's operatic and
oh,
it's,
it is
and it's
one
melodrama,
of the finest
you know?
In all of film. Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson. The two hitmen are getting
yeah.
ready to burst in that room of his college
yeah.
students or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're talking about the sexual wattage of a foot massage.
Yeah, right.
And what they call a quarter pounder in Paris.
Yeah, right. It's punctuated with all these things that people would have not thought before to be interesting dialogue.
Yes.
It's telling you who these people are, their preoccupations with the mundane.
Amanda Plummer and Tim Roth talking about whether they should continue to rob liquor stores or just rob everybody who's in that restaurant. And somebody commented, it was just like a married couple just
yeah.
talking on their future.
Right. You know, there have been violent movies before Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
Arguably even more violent. However, the moment when Travolta and Samuel L. Jackson are in the car and they accidentally shoot the guy's brains out in the back seat.
Oh, yeah.
And his brains go splattering everywhere. The way that he built to that moment, you were shocked, but it elicited a sort of uneasy laughter.
Didn't cleaning up the car make up a part of the scene,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, yeah. And see, that's the other beautiful part about it, is that Tarantino just didn't use those things as shock devices. Those became part of the story, and actions in his films have consequences.
Bruce Willis's Butch comes back after an incredibly violent scene,
yeah.
goes back to his girlfriend, and he's just torn up, and she's upset, so he asks her, how was your breakfast?
Then right.
juxtaposing the horror that he has been through, and then trying to comfort her.
Right. I remember that whole thing, like, and a line that I use in my personal life to communicate when I think I've just screwed something totally up, but it doesn't really matter. She's like, hey, where's the Honda? And he goes, I had to crash that Honda, baby. I had to crash it.
I had to crash it. What about the structure of the way for Memento and
that's,
others?
Exactly. That's another great point.
Yeah.
Is, you know, apart from the dialogue and the bursts of violence and that sort of what he did with the narrative there.
Well, Orson Welles screwed up the narrative.
Of course.
He told you everything in the first few minutes.
It's nothing new, but it was made new again.
I'm really looking forward to seeing this. Could it be that he worked at a video store?
Oh,
did
yeah.
you work at Aardvark?
I did. I spent many penniless years at Aardvark Video. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 5050 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.